arrived here this evening and thought I had suddenly fallen into a pot of ink. Prague, whose main street, the Vaclavsky Nemesty, rivals Broadway in the brilliancy of its electric signs at night, couldn't be distinguished from the rest of the city, which was all in darkness. The street looked like a charcoal line drawn through a pool of tar. With the aid of a creeping taxi with blue headlights, I finally found the Hotel Ambassador, where the newspaper fraternity foregather, and, over beer and whiskey, try to get news out of each other. Sitting around in the lobby, which was lighted by blue lamps, everybody was talking about the note which the British minister, Mr. B.C. Newton, delivered to the Czechoslovak government today, and which is supposed to contain Germany's final demands. Most of the newspaper men, however, were optimistic that somehow or other a pacific solution is to be found. The Czech people themselves seemed definitely determined to hold out for the minimum concession of territory. It is this determination that has impressed me most in the changed aspect of the city.